Yes, it will be different, but not quite different, because at the end of the day, these premises can still go on and operate without a licence. Because they're a type of place that the public will resort to, we can still inspect using trading standards, health and safety, the fire service can inspect. So unlicensed, but still trading if they wish.
So it's not like we're going to see them all suddenly disappear off the streets anyway?
No, we don't suspect so. Obviously, it'll be for them to decide. But as far as we're concerned, it's only the physical licence that's no longer going to be in place.
So can you tell us why this decision was taken?
Well, recently, and very recently, when licences came up for renewal, there were a number of police reports put in front of us, which tended to show that there was perhaps serious criminal activity going on. Now, we had to decide on the balance of probability what these reports were telling us, and it's quite clear to us, our legal advice is, we cannot licence illegal activity. And the reports, there appeared to be enough evidence, albeit untested, that illegal activity was taking place. And on that basis, we had to think about why are we licensing them and should we continue to do it. And today's decision is probably as a result of that.
So was this something that was supported by everybody that was involved in the meetings today?
It was a unanimous decision. There was no deputations or anything for us. It was based on the council officer's report, on the consultation. The truth of the matter is that the responses to the consultation, in the vast majority, all use terms like prostitution or harm reduction to sex workers. Well, clearly that is actually further evidence that the people believe that that type of activity is going on and we can't license it. We just can't lawfully give out a license for that type of activity.